Other parallel universes might be just the opposite, with complex forms of matter far beyond anything we can conceive of. Instead of just one type of atom, consisting of protons, neutrons, and electrons, they might have a dazzling array of other types of stable matter. These membrane universes might also collide, creating cosmic fireworks. Some physicists at Princeton believe that perhaps our universe started out as two gigantic membranes that collided 13.7 billion years ago. The shock waves from that cataclysmic collision created our universe, they believe. Remarkably, when the experimental consequences of this strange idea are explored, they apparently match the results from the WMAP satellite currently orbiting the Earth. This is called the Big Splat Theory. The theory of the multiverse has one fact in its favor. When we analyze the constants of nature, we find that they are tuned very precisely to allow for life. If we increase the strength of the nuclear force, then the stars burn out too quickly to give rise to life. If we decrease the strength of the nuclear force, then stars never ignite at all, and life cannot exist. If we increase the force of gravity, then our universe dies quickly in a big crunch. If we decrease the strength of gravity, then the universe expands rapidly into a big freeze. In fact, there are scores of accidents involving the constants of nature that allow for life. Apparently, our universe lives in a Goldilocks zone of many parameters, all of which are fine-tuned to allow for life. So either we are left with the conclusion that there is a God of some sort who has chosen our universe to be just right to allow for life, or there are billions of parallel universes, many of them dead. As Freeman Dyson has said, the universe seemed to know we were coming. Sir Martin Rees of Cambridge University has written that this fine-tuning is, in fact, convincing evidence for the multiverse. There are five physical constants, such as the strength of the various forces, that are fine-tuned to allow for life. And he believes that there are also an infinite number of universes in which the constants of nature are not compatible with life. This is the so-called anthropic principle. The weak version simply states that our universe is fine-tuned to allow for life, because we are here to make this statement in the first place. The strong version says that perhaps our existence was a byproduct of design or purpose. Most cosmologists would agree to the weak version of the anthropic principle. But there is considerable debate over whether the anthropic principle is a new principle of science that could lead to new discoveries and results, or whether it is simply a statement of the obvious.